This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. It's good to see in the void again tonight. So tonight, I decided to do a show that I've talked about doing a couple times. B-sides. Just straight up Steve Wilson B-sides. I plan on doing a Porcupine Tree B-side show as well. Because they're just so damn good. There's not a lot of bands that have, you know, B-sides necessarily. You know, singles with one track on the other side that no one really cares about. Almost like a B-movie, you know? But some bands like to exemplify or show you the studio droppings, stuff that didn't make the cut, you know. And some musicians don't have that. Like apparently Tool is a band that doesn't have songs that don't make the cut. They just don't. A song doesn't get written if it's not going to make the cut. They stop long before the song becomes a song. And some bands, or some musicians, will write like 100 songs for a single album and then pick like the best 10 or 12 tracks. Billy Corgan is a famous example of that, which I find hard to wrap my head around because I haven't heard a good consistent output from Billy Corgan in such a long time. I can't imagine the B-sides being terrible, or that much more terrible than what he's putting out for A-sides. But Billy Corgan aside, Stephen Wilson always has a little handful of tracks, somewhere between, you know, like 3 and 10 that didn't make the cut. And he'll often release them. Sometimes there'll be a bonus version of the album that'll come with them, or there'll be an EP released in between, or sometimes just included with the standard edition, in the case of when Porcupine Tree did The Incident. The Incident was like this one track that was like an hour long, but then it came in the second CD with like 20 minutes of really good Porcupine Tree tunes. So here's my favorite Steve Wilson B-sides. Up first, we're going to go with Happiness 3, which was originally recorded for the Hand Cannot Erase sessions.
Something in this town is draining me. Could be the junk food or the gasoline. I hide it of a slave to it as I appear. I'm just born. Sorry, that was cruel. I only meant for you to lose your balance in the snow. Take it all to heart. I'm tired of burning up the time at my PC. I only end up downloading the same old pornography. The same old, same. is left to get out of bed. Is there anything I can write that I haven't read? It's all been said.
Up next, we're going to go with the song off of Stephen Wilson's second last album. Well, a B-side from the album. Well, this one's kind of not a B-side. It's the original version of the song that got dramatically shortened. It's the first song of the record, which is called Unself. So this is Unself, the long version. Next track is off of a B-side off of Steve Wilson's first solo record, which was released a year before Porcupine Tree kind of did their first breakup. This was kind of, I guess, him just testing the waters and doing his own thing. This track is called Puncture Wound, and it's only available on the deluxe Japanese edition of the record. We'll be right back. This next track is probably my favorite Steve Wilson B-side. And I don't know if it really had an original intended location, but it was recorded or originally composed during the sessions for The Raven, which was his Edgar Allan Poe record, produced by Alan Parsons. But the song was finished when he was recording the Hand Cannot Erase sessions, which featured the same band. So, who knows really where it's supposed to land. And unfortunately, I don't know how it didn't make it on a record, other than the fact that it's just so damn good, it was too disruptive to the flow of the two pieces, the two records that sort of cornerstone this one. So this track is called Vermilion Core, and it was only released on the B-side record, 4 1/2. Thank you. We have another extreme B-side, I guess, from the similar era, off the Raven sort of sessions. The song was sort of issued inside of another Rarity Deluxe Edition, and it was labeled as an unused idea. And I can kind of see why, but at the same time, I think the song's just lovely. It's just one of those atmospheres that only Steven can paint. So again, this is the Clock Song from the Raven sessions. So there's this certain kind of touch that Steven Wilson can put into his music. And this delicacy and patience he exudes that I'm fascinated with. And I know where that comes from. And I shouldn't say know where it comes from, but I know the music he was listening to that probably influenced it. It's bands like Tangerine Dream or Pink Floyd. I don't know if you hear the incidental xylophones and egg shakers in the back, but I got my little McKenzie musician doing her thing behind me. She's having a blast. Things are getting real with her, you know? I mean, like, she's... I had her on my synthesizer the other day, and she was more concerned with manipulating the sound than producing the sound, which I just find fascinating. She's almost 11 months old, and watching her progress is just... It just gets faster and faster, and it's wild. It's very wild. I know I'm going to cherish these memories forever, and I'm glad she can be part of this. So, for the next track, we're going to go with a B-side remix of a track that was originally actually an A-side, but it got released on another compilation album, and I like this remix a lot. And it's a really cool song too. It's a dark song. It's from Stephen Wilson's the second one, Grace for Drowning, record, which, as far as I can tell, is about someone who's just completely snapped, lost his mind, and the police get involved, and there's all sorts of... It sounds like the confession of a serial killer kind of a record. So I'm gonna play the version that's been remixed by the Necro Deathmort, and the song is called Index.
Misunderstood. I like the things that people seem to always overlook. I gather up and catalogue it in a book I wrote. There's so much more that I forget if I don't make a note. Yeah, I collected you and put you in a little cage. Take you out and study you every day. It isn't easy being these kind of lonely work. My obligation to collecting is my only first.
Another B-side from the very same album sessions. The track called Fluid Tap. As far as I can tell, there's a handful of tracks on here that were all sort of just seeds that he was hammering out with the band before he figured out exactly where he wanted to go with the album. And I know that at this point, it was one of the first times where he felt like he was surrounding himself with musicians that could keep up, that were able to sort of bring the music to the life that, you know, Porcupine Tree couldn't quite do. And I'm not trying to knock Porcupine Tree, because I think, obviously, I love Porcupine Tree, and I like them more than Stephen Wilson's solo stuff for the most part. But his band is fantastic, and every musician he's worked with outside of Porcupine Tree, since he kind of became famous, have been world class. You know, he's able to pick from a stable of musicians that only someone like me could dream of, and probably he feels the same way. So he got some guys here that could just, like I said, really pull it together, and they can really do anything. And so I guess he was taking advantage of it, and he was kind of reveling in this. And this sounds to me just like a very, like a sharp Porcupine Tree improv. And it's good. I like it. So again, this is Fluid Tap off of A Grace for Drowning, B-side thing. We'll be right back. up next, we're going to go with a track that's another perfect example of Stephen Wilson setting the mood. This one's another one from the Hand Cannot Erase sessions. The song is called Sunday Rain Sets In. Beautiful. This next track is a B-side from the Insurrentes sessions. Insurrentes was his second, or was it first? I forget now. Second or first solo record. It was the one that was recorded in Mexico City on Insurrente Boulevard. The song is called The 78. Well, well, well. It's that time again. So, I hope you enjoyed the Steve Wilson B-Sides show I prepared for you. It was a lot of fun listening to it, because I don't listen to a lot of these songs that often. Like I said, the Steve Wilson B-Sides are almost obscure to me, because a lot of them came out when I couldn't quite pay that close attention, you know. And it's just, you know, nice sitting here listening to my tunes. Well, not my tunes, but the tunes that I like, that I bought, I guess. I guess they're my tunes. I paid for them. But anyway, it's fun doing this, taking you through the record and CD collection. And sometimes it's download collections. Every once in a while, I gotta steal a song, because I can't buy it, because it doesn't really exist anywhere. I'm not gonna pay iTunes for a song by a bunch of dead people that, you know, never got paid to make the music the first time around anyway, probably. But either way, it's a good trip. For this next track, we're going with something that's like not really quite a B-side, but never really existed anywhere. Originally was written for Porcupine Tree during the In Absentia sessions, like back in 2001. And it got dropped pretty early on. It kind of became a song called Lullaby a little bit for Blackfield, but it was different. And another part of it was kind of like Twilight Coda from Insurrentes, but it's different. This song's called Vapor Trail Lullaby, and it's a beautiful standalone obscurity hidden among Stephen Wilson's vast catalog. It's nearly 10 minutes long, and it's pretty subdued. So just put your feet up, close your eyes, and relax. Enjoy the Vapor Trail Lullaby by Stephen Wilson. It's good to see you in the void. And as always, love. See you next week.